This is The Rotunda, your podcast about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gone.
To this day, that was one of the proudest moments of my professional career, was standing up and saying, my name is Ashley Moody and I represent the United States of America.
Former federal prosecutor and Hillsborough County Judge Ashley Moody has secured the endorsement of Attorney General Pam Bondi to become Attorney General.
What do you think of issues like police brutality?
Unacceptable. I mean, no one would say that that would ever be acceptable in a system of ours. It is a nation and state under a rule of law. And if that occurs, it needs to be dealt with swiftly and appropriately.
From her thoughts on Stand Your Ground to simply learning about why she's running.
Resign my position, take a pay cut, be separated from my family a lot this year to put myself up for this position. I'm willing to go through the attacks to get there because it's important.
Ashley Moody is our special guest this week on episode 151 of The Rotunda. Welcome to the program. When it comes to the race for Florida's next top cop, things are getting intense. Democratic candidate for Attorney General Sean Shaw has filed suit against his primary opponent, Ryan Torrance, claiming he failed to properly qualify over an illegal campaign contribution. Torrance is calling the suit desperate. Also in the race is Jeffrey Mark Siskin, a non-party affiliated candidate. Things are quiet there, but then on the Republican side, the fireworks have been blowing up with Ashley Moody, a former Hillsborough County Circuit Judge, and Frank White, a state representative from Pensacola. So on the show, we will be hearing from one of those candidates, Ashley Moody. And just to note, this forum is open for all of the candidates to be on as well. So before we get into the interview with Ashley Moody, the Tallahassee Bar Association will host a 2018 Judicial Candidates Dinner Forum on Tuesday, August 7th at 6 p.m. at Hotel Duval, where I will be serving as moderator of the event, which will begin with a networking social. Cost is $30 for Tallahassee Bar Association members and $40 for non-members. So come on out if you're in Tallahassee and would like to learn about the candidates in the contested judicial elections in Leon County, Seat 3 and 2nd Judicial Circuit, Group 1 and 2. Again, come on out and mingle with me on August 7th here in Tallahassee. I look forward to seeing you. So this week, we have special guest Ashley Moody. We sat down for a brief chat during her stop in Tallahassee, and without further ado, here is my first time meeting Ashley Moody, who's running for Attorney General.
Welcome to the Rotunda.
Thank you. I appreciate you allowing me this opportunity.
Well, this is my first time meeting you. It's a pleasure. So tell us about yourself.
All right. Well, I can start from the beginning. I grew up in Plant City, Florida, which is a small town outside Tampa. I was raised there, publicly educated. I went to the University of Florida. I got a degree in accounting, master's of accounting and law degree, all from Florida.
Oh, hold up. Go Gators.
I guess you could say I'm a triple Gator, both by degree, actually, and generation. Mm-hmm. My grandfather went there. My parents met there. So I don't know that my siblings and I had much choice. But I was appointed to the Board of Regents when I was still in law school there by Governor Jeb Bush. And I have a unique appreciation for all of our universities and colleges.
So I understand you're a former federal prosecutor?
Yes, I actually started off my legal career right out of law school. I was a civil litigation attorney. So I did business defense work with Holland and Knight. I ended up in a federal courtroom one day and saw a federal prosecutor in action and wanted to be a part of that. There was something that was so inspiring about representing the United States of America, and still, to this day, that was one of the proudest moments of my professional career, was standing up and saying, my name is Ashley Moody and I represent the United States of America. It was such an honor, still an honor. Mm-hmm. And so I did that for a few years. I started in Jacksonville. The nice thing about working in the Jacksonville office is you are able to prosecute a variety of cases, so you get really good experience. I did everything from fraud cases to gun or drug cases, and then transferred to the Tampa office and was put into a narcotics division specifically. So the it was a larger office, so you generally will go into a more specialized division. And so in that regard, I got to work on some international cases and domestic drug prosecution cases.
So what cases did you like working on the most?
You know what? I don't know that anybody's asked me that question. I don't know that I had a particular... I liked all of the cases that I prosecuted. I have a very strong upbringing in respecting the rule of law and our system of justice. And I say that because it's not always... as a prosecutor, it was very important to me to remember all the time that it was not about winning. It was about justice. And oftentimes, cases and some facts take you to places where you don't win. And that's okay because that means you haven't proven your case. And to keep that perspective as a prosecutor, and of course I always had that perspective as a judge, is important. I'm the daughter and granddaughter of judges, and so fairness, due process, respect for our system and our courts was always stressed in my home. And I think that carried over into my professional career.
What would you say is a big misconception about the rule of law?
Probably just that. Is that those involved in the system are out to win. And certainly within my office, I was a prosecutor under George Bush at the time. And within our office, it was stressed that you follow the case where it leads, and the end goal, the pursuit, is justice. It's not about always winning. And, you know, I think people lose sight of that sometimes. And I have always been a firm believer and advocate now on a daily basis when I'm talking to people that our system is strong because it is fair and we offer due process, but also because it is perceived as fair. And so we want to make sure that we are out there talking about this system of justice, this unbiased prosecution, you know, that people that are involved in this system are good stewards and guardians of what our system is meant to be. And I always say that that's what I want to be as the Attorney General, and that's what I will be if given the opportunity by the citizens of Florida.
So that goes into my question, why? Why do you want to be Florida's next Attorney General?
It's a great question. I often get asked that because I resigned after I was a federal prosecutor. I became a judge in Florida. So I served on the bench over a decade in a circuit court capacity, which meant I was on, it's a unique judicial position in Florida because you are at the trial level. So circuit court judges hear felony criminal cases, they hear higher dollar civil matters, they hear family law cases. But they also serve in an appellate capacity over the county courts. So it's the only really judgeship, unlike Supreme Court, unlike the District Courts of Appeals, unlike even the county courts, where you have both of those jurisdictions, both trial level and appellate. I loved it. I loved being a judge. I love the idea that you could take chaos or conflict and your entire job, your purpose for being there is to take that and reduce it to order in some respects. And I took that very seriously. I did not think that I would be running for Attorney General at this stage in my career. I had been a judge over a decade. I probably could have remained a judge. And so I have to generally convince people within the first 3 minutes of meeting them that I'm not, that I am mentally sane for giving up my job as a judge to, you know, I have my entire really way of life has changed. My job was to literally sit in place all day long and have people come in and make arguments to me, sometimes pretending to agree with me probably. And now I travel all over the state making arguments to other, basically living out of my car. And it's a very different situation. So, you know, I was drawn to this. You know, after you've been in this system, you know, for almost 2 decades now, my husband's a career law enforcement officer. He's a DEA agent. He was a cop before that. We probably have very different conversations from many at the breakfast table. And, you know, we've watched over the years as certain areas within the criminal justice arena have developed and really come to critical points, not the least of which is our opioid epidemic, how we deal with elder abuse in Florida, how we deal with respect for law enforcement, respect for our system. You know, we're facing some really challenging times in Florida. And so, you know, I'm a firm believer that when you make decisions in life and you evaluate what you're going to do, that you have to take into account what you have been given the opportunity to do and the talents that you've been given because of those opportunities. And I wanted to use those to be more proactive in Florida. You can't do that as a judge sometimes. And so I was ready to be more of a player in this state and have an effect on some of these issues.
So you're in it. And now jumping into the politics.
That is a great way to describe it. I am definitely in it. You know, I am not a politician. Although I have been a Republican since college, and my husband and I are both conservatives, my jobs after I was a lawyer, certainly when I was a lawyer, I was involved with the Republican Club, you know, in Tampa. But after I became a federal prosecutor, and certainly as a judge, your ability to participate is restricted, rightfully so. We want to make sure that those institutions are protected. We can see now why politics should not be involved in those positions.
This is The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes. Visit rotundapodcast.com to learn more about sponsoring this program. You'll have the ear of Florida's most influential policy and decision makers listening to this program. Right now, your message could be reaching those ears. Bring your stories to rotundapodcast.com.
I am facing a new world being involved in politics. It is a learning experience for me. I am ecstatic about being the Attorney General. I am confident and determined about day one of that job. The politics to get there is just a necessary evil to start making a difference for Floridians.
So how are you dealing with the politics, and how do you respond, especially to your opponent? I see the campaign ads. It's getting pretty nasty, back and forth.
Well, I've been used to this from the moment I entered this race. And have been talking about what I have to offer, my background, my perspective on some of these issues, where I think we can start making significant headway with oftentimes very little resource, but the right leadership and direction. I think it resonated, and I think those that wanted this job for their next political step started, you know, seeing that the only way to combat someone that is prepared to do it and has the background to do it is to attack them. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes the attacks are ridiculous, and, you know, my husband probably gets more upset about them now than I do. You know, I think that's probably common in most families that are going through this. But, you know, we talked about this when I decided to run, and I was hesitant about the nastiness and of politics and how it's become a blood sport, really, when you're offering yourself up to serve and saying, I have this experience, I can make a difference, I'm willing to, you know, in my situation, resign my position, take a pay cut, be separated from my family a lot this year to put myself up for this position. I'm willing to go through the attacks to get there because it's important. And I remember Justin said to me early on, you know, Ashley, if everybody like you that had been a lawyer, a prosecutor, a judge, I even taught the role of attorney general actually as a professor at law school. I taught a criminal procedure course. If everybody like you that had the experience to do this job didn't do it because they didn't want to go through the process to get there, then we just have politicians running that don't know what to do on day two and can't make a difference.
Okay.
So we made the decision together. I have to remind him of that often during this process. But we're both in it. And as you can imagine, with him being in law enforcement, it's important to both of us that the top cop in Florida, the top prosecutor, is somebody that has worked with law enforcement. I'm the only one running that's prosecuted a case.
You're listening to The Rotunda. I'm Tramell Gomes, chatting with Ashley Moody, Republican candidate for Florida Attorney General.
All right, so let's go into lightning round as we wrap up and touch on some of the issues. Since your family is so heavy on law enforcement, what do you think of issues like police brutality?
Unacceptable. I mean, no one would say that that would ever be acceptable in a system of ours. It is a nation and state under a rule of law. And if that occurs, it needs to be dealt with swiftly and appropriately. No one would argue against that. Certainly not me, certainly not anyone who was asking to be the top law enforcement in the state of officer in the state of Florida.
What pending issue, when looking at our current Attorney General, Pam Bondi, what would you focus in on your first day in office or your first few weeks, your first initiative?
The opioid epidemic. You know, there are many, and I never mean to limit the threats that are facing whoever steps into this position, and certainly we believe that will be me in November or when I take office in January, but the opioid epidemic is something that has shifted from what we originally saw in the pill mills now into the opioid addiction has shifted into heroin use and fentanyl and carfentanyl, and it's presenting a very deadly, challenging situation for our state. My biggest fear is that we stop paying attention because we've talked about it for so long and we've been dealing it with so long that people get opioid fatigue. Mm-hmm. But we continue to lose 15 people a day in Florida to the opioid epidemic. I mean, we lose more people now, I believe, than we did at the height of the AIDS epidemic. And so this is not going away. We have to have leaders that are willing to start attacking this on a statewide basis, making sure that when we direct resources, we're getting the most bang for our buck, that we're not frivolously putting resources out there and not making sure that we're seeing a reduction in the death rate and the crime statistics. And there are ways to do that by bringing everyone together and making sure we bring in the experts and those that are trying things. Sheriffs around the state are trying different things and having success. And, you know, I believe the reason why we've gotten so much support for this office is because people realize that for the Attorney General's position, you have to have someone with the right experience, with the understanding and the ability to navigate federal and state authorities, with the understanding of where the issues really lie within our system and how you can attack those. And I bring that to the table. I think that's why we earned the endorsement early on of Attorney General Pam Bondi. We have nearly 90% of the Florida Republican sheriffs have endorsed us. All statewide law enforcement organizations, including PBA, FOP, the statewide police chiefs we just announced. So I'm real humbled and honored by that. I am committed to earning that support and honor. And if given this opportunity at the end of 4 years, I will have shown progress on these difficult issues, and I hope I'll be given that chance.
Lastly, on one other issue, Stand Your Ground. What's your position with the Stand Your Ground law when looking at that? Every time it's brought into the spotlight, I think it's of issue right now and with a case, I'm not sure if it's Pinellas, but what do you think about the Stand Your Ground law as it is in Florida?
A Stand Your Ground law is simply giving someone what is already a natural right to defend themselves, a legal right to defend themselves when they believe they're going to be imminently harmed or their life is in danger. I believe a law like that is appropriate and needed. Certain instances are highlighted, but it doesn't mean that it ultimately won't be dealt with in a fair and just manner. Right now, we see some people raising concerns about the issue that you're talking about. I believe there was a specific case out of Pinellas. What everyone needs to remember is that as investigation unfolds, as facts come out, you know, ultimately the state has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt if they decide to file charges. They have to prove that something, that a crime occurred and there was not legal justification for a defense beyond a reasonable doubt. And, you know, once a sheriff does an investigation, makes findings, passes that over to the state attorney's office, the state attorney will make the decision whether to charge.
All right. So, as we wrap up, tell me, if you could, two things that many people don't know about you, or something that your friends would be surprised to learn.
Two things. Wow, you couldn't even give me one thing. Two things. Well, let's see. I am a mother of a young child at home while I'm trying to run statewide, which has been a unique challenge and one I think that we have done well within my household. When we were first running about a month in, I asked who could I call to talk about scheduling and when I should bring family, when I, you know, what mother as a, of a young child has tried to run statewide, and, mm-hmm. and we realized that I might be the first mom statewide candidate of a young child at home. So that has been quite an interesting challenge, but I think one that we have done quite well over the year. In fact, I am reminded how quite well when I call my son and he leaves me messages like, "Hi, Mom, don't call me back. I'm not in the mood. Bye." So he's a terrific little guy that I still have at home. He's been supportive, and he knows Mommy's trying to do something very important and tells all his friends. So that's been fun. I did win a chicken wing eating contest one time.
Okay.
Some people don't know that about me, which I really don't even like chicken wings, but I am very determined and, you know, like to make sure that I make progress and win. So maybe that will make me a very effective attorney general, that personality trait.
Wow, we can't wait to see that at a state fair.
Yeah, I don't know that I will be repeating that. I was much younger at the time. But yeah, very proud of that accolade.
Well, Ashley Moody, thank you so much for spending your time with me. I know the campaign trail is very busy and you'll be back out there even today.
Thank you.
So thank you for being on the program.
Absolutely, nice to meet you.
That's it for this edition of The Rotunda. Remember to follow us at Rotunda Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Also, check us out at rotundapodcast.com, where you can contribute to this program and suggest topics and story ideas. And be sure to join us next week for more stories about the people and issues shaping Florida politics. I'm Tramell Gomes.